First of all, I'd like once again to thank Shuren Consulting and Company for the excellent job on the copies. I always assumed that his workers did it, but I suspect that David did it himself for certain reasons. So you can see the expertise in the manufacturer. Joking aside, I really appreciate it, Yeshkaya. Before that, I used to do it, so I really appreciate it. So now, my intention was to start from Shinai and Ches, but David was nice enough to copy the whole page, and the top has Dine Kaddish. So I think at the end of Shinai involved, the Ramah brings the rules of Kaddish. And since Kaddish is an Indian that's Shavu'ah L'chol Nefesh, we hear Kaddish and say Kaddish in Shul all the time, I want to talk a little about Kaddish and to learn the Ramah. The Ramah in the beginning, on the page before, which you don't have, talks about Seder Kedima. As you know, the custom was that not everyone said Kaddish together. The original custom was that one person said Kaddish at a time. I don't know where they still do it that way. By the Yakis and Broyers. And it tells, I think, they tell us they still do it. Revival Co. started and surely tried it. But after people became available and went to Davin elsewhere, they gave in to the... I'll tell you in a second. But Bo Revival became an novel. He didn't say Kaddish with everybody. It was very interesting. He was the carbon, so to speak. Yeah. But he said after the learning, and he was mocked that no one else should say. That he did. Now, who is the one that started that many people say? So contrary to the idea that it's a very recent vintage, the Pesachei Tshuva actually brings it back. You don't have it in your copies, but in Shinai and Vav, Sivav, Sivkat and Vav, the Pesachei Tshuva brings it ready from Tshuva's Divrei Igeres. I have no idea when that was. You don't have it in the copies, but it's back in Shinai and Vav. If you turn back to Shinai and Vav, Pesachei Tshuva Vav, he brings from Tshuva's Divrei Igeres, Shuzal B'Bidinosai Tikin, Shekolo Aveilum Yomru Kulam Kaddish, Yachad. Not so much that it was, they forced it on him, but he writes, who tikein, he was Masakin, they should say Kaddish. I don't have the Sefer, Divrei Igeres. One imagines that it had to do with Machlaikis, which would naturally ensue. I believe the Chidar writes in his Sefer that they said Kaddish, many people said. If I recall correctly, I saw the Ben Ishchai. If I couldn't find it, my recollection is I once saw in the Ben Ishchai, he writes that by the Chatzi Kaddish before Baruch Hu in Baghdad, there were Avelim who said it along with the Chazan, Chatzi Kaddish before Baruch Hu, said it's not right, but I can't stop them because they think they're Mechaya Mason by saying it. That's his lashon. Really? Chatzi Kaddish Okay.
The old timers, okay.
So anyway, that's what he says. Now, I should add, he brings from the Tshuvas Hilchos Ketanis. Obviously, there are numerous people saying Kaddish, they should say it in sync. They should all say it together so people can answer Amen. He brings the Shaila. Still a Pesachei Tshuva Vav. Nishol lepa'amim oimrim gimel v'dalad v'yadim kaddish biyachad ve'echad magdim l'chaveray. And sometimes they don't say it secretized. So the question is, im mi yane amen yehesh ve'rava, with whom should he answer? Ve'heshev, and he answered the following. Im bo'im kol echad terkedei dibur al-chaveray, if all of them come within terkedei dibur yane imarishin, then you answer with the first, and it's Ayla for all of them. That's usually the case. V'im yesh hefzik b'neim, yana achar kol echad ve'echad. He says that there's a hefzik, you should answer after all of them. So, it's a tekadei dibur, it's 3-4 words, it's usually not a problem. I don't know. It should be almost, some of the amens are not real amens, so to speak. But they're real amens, yeah, it should be an achinami.
But the kainim, all kainim,
so that's the Gemara's way to the last one.
Right, so why is it different?
Because they are not mafsik while the Kohen is speaking. Here, there's always sure mafsik.
He brings only the first. Okay. He brings only the first. I think the
Mishnah Berurah
yesterday
said
it's the first
or
the last. By
answering
by Kaddish.
Maybe
the
Dishah
that brought it.
I think that he hits every Yamin unless it's Taika Dei Dibur. But kasher has for Yisraelim also. You don't need... I want to tell you about Kaddish. The Lashon of the Mishnah Brura, the standard, he talks about it. He says, for example, davening for the Amid. The Lashon of Mishnah Brura, davening for the Amid, says, davening for the Amid is good for the Neshamis, u'befrat b'shana rishayna. In other words, it's always good for the Neshamis to daven for the Amid. Mishnah Brura's Lashon is, u'befrat in the first year. Kaddish is reserved for Yisraelim. When there's nobody in shul saying Kaddish, the Ramah says, I don't know about the Sfaradim. Sfaradim don't limit it to the first year. Sfaradim say Kaddish sometimes past the year, for whatever reason. This idea not to say in the 12th month is a Ramah. The Sfaradim are not going this
week,
way.
Is that 1 week?
Whatever the different Minhagim are. But they say, past, they say sometimes into a second year. I don't know if it has to do with what they think of their parents, but I'm just kidding. They say well past. But my point is, the Ramah says that there should be one Kaddish, so-called Kaddish Yasim, in every single minyan. In other words, besides the regular Kaddishim, there should be one additional Kaddish in every minyan. Now, there's a Yasim, the Yasim says it. If there's no Yasim, someone else says it. Now, it says that if someone has parents and he's going to say the Kaddish, it looks bad, so you shouldn't. Looks like a person is a yasim, so you shouldn't say it. It says in the Ramah earlier that if a person has one parent, he has to ask the other parent Rishus to say that Kaddish. Within 11 months, it's brought out here from the Beis Yosef that a parent can't be ma'akiv if he's saying on the other parent. Even a father can't be ma'akiv on a mother. But after the year, I asked my mother Rishus. I told my mother, it's a schus for my father if I say a Kaddish after davening. There's no one saying Kaddish. But she has a right to be makbid. So she said, if it's a schus for my father, I should say it. So I said it. So that's a Ramah that says that every minion should have a Kaddish.
And so the Rav says saying Kaddish for the Ramah.
Yes, sometimes I say for the Ramah. The one nekuda about Kaddish, the Rabbanon, after learning. In all the Makairis, it has nothing to do with davening. It has to do with after learning. The Astir is in the Mishnah Brura, what type of learning. One place he says Agadita, one place he says Drashas of Sukkim. It seems that he quotes different Makairis in different places. Certainly if you learn, you mention a Pasuk in the learning and you say Drash on it, then that's good. Most Shurim within an hour Shir, you say some Pasuk somewhere. But really the Kaddish Drabbanit should be after every learning. I've noticed, and I don't know why, the minig is not that way. The minig is, in yeshivas, we never heard that anybody after shir should say Kaddish. Or after shmuz in the Beis Medrash, that they should get up and say Kaddish. You never heard such a thing. At the good convention, people can get up and say Kaddish. Now, again, the Ikar HaDin is to say, it seems that the minig ha'olam is to say it only before davening. Whenever it's a learning before davening, they say it. It might be that the makar for that is just because it's a bahala, it's a tumult, so it's not so bakavadik. You know, after a shmuz and everybody goes running to where they're going, maybe that's why. But here, after the Sunday shir, you say Kaddish. So mikra din, it's certainly that way. The minig ha'olam, you'll all agree, the minig ha'olam is not that way. No, you say no. No, after davening, but not after learning. You can say if you want, but there's no mitzvah to be married because the Kaddish more than what Chazal say.
If the parents are not married, then they're equal. So why can one be married, the other not?
No, they can't. That's why. Even if they were married, once one died, they're not married anymore. So the covenant is the same. Yeah, that's why. They're equal. The Pashtus is that it's a Kaddish Yasim. We say a Kaddish. Kaddish is said at the end of things. When things end, there's a Kaddish. Pesuk Dezimra ends, there's a Kaddish. Everything comes to an end, there's a Kaddish. That's to say that Advarim. So the Pashtus is, if the Kabbalah Shabbos, there's a Mokum for a Kaddish. Now, those Kaddishim normally go to the Baal Tefillah. So I don't know why it's a Kaddish Yasim there. I know that Rabbi David, I was in camp Tervadas in 1982 in the summer. Rabbi David was makpid that the Bal Tefillah said the Kaddish after that.
They say it all the time.
So, but that's not the Minhag HaOlam. Every Siddur that we ever saw says Kaddish Yasim. So, I don't know.
Why do we say it?
Why do we have to discover?
Why do we say
Kaddish
Yasim
and Kaddish Yasim? Because that's it's very strange. I guess part of Seder HaTfilah. If you darshim sukkim, you're not darshini, you're just saying. So why is there a Kaddish at all? Part of Seder HaTfilah, I guess. Right. We say after every set in davening, we say a Kaddish. After every Kriyas HaTorah, we say a Kaddish. After every set in davening, we say. So, whenever there's a set, there's Karbonis, we say a Kaddish. There's Pesukah Dezimra, we say a Kaddish. There's Berachos Kriya Shema, we say a Kaddish. By Marav, by Shachris, we leave it till after Shemoneh Esrei. Asher Yevol Tzion, we say a Kaddish. Kedusha Sidra, so we say a Kaddish. Everything has a Kaddish at the end. So, after Aleinu, that's why the Rama says to say a Kaddish after Aleinu. It's an ending. Kaddish is an ending for something.
The
background of the Kaddish. Let's see just what the Rama says. The Rama on the top of the page. These are the rules of Kaddish. As I said, at the beginning he talks about the Seder Kedima. Here he says from the top. The top line says you go after the meeting. This has to do with the Seder Kedima. We go after the minig. I want to mention that the Mishnah Brura says a shloishim in a yard site, that a teich shloishim has kedima to a yard site. For the yomim. By us, it's not nafkamina for Kaddish, because everyone says Kaddish, but it's nafkamina for many people understand for the Amid. And some shuls have a minig, the shloishim has kedima to the yard site. Here in shul, and I think most shuls, give yard site kedima to a shloishim. And it's not a steerer to the Mishnah Brura. I'll explain to you why. Mishnah Brura says Shloishim has kedima to a yartzeit. It's based on the Rama. The Rama says Shloishim has kedima to a yartzeit because the yartzeit gets one kaddish. In other words, Tech Shiva has kedima to a yartzeit. The Shiva gets all of them. Yartzeit gets none in the times they did one. Shloishim, the yartzeit gets one, and the rest the Shloishim get. So the yartzeit got something, and the rest the Shloishim gets. By the Amid. We're talking about Amid, there's only one Amid. So that meaning that by Kadeshim, the Shloishim gets more Kadeshim than the Yartzeit is not a proof of the Amid where there's only one Amid. And I think the prevalent meaning, wherever I've been, is that the Yartzeit has Kadima to the Shloishim. And that's the meaning. Now here on top, the Lamaisit says, Hochnachar, a meaning. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. After he brings, he says, and all these things you go after a meaning. Veimokim Kadesh Zu Ella Al Av Ve'ein Bilvad. The real makar for Kaddish is a son on a parent. Avaloi bishar kraven. Ve'im ein bebeis hakneses ovel al ovel v'imai. If there's no son saying Kaddish on a parent, oimorei say Kaddish mishain loy av ve'im ba'ad kol meisei Yisrael. Somebody else says it about kol meisei Yisrael. V'yesh makai b'shadagu sheshar kraven oimorim Kaddish al kraveyem. Kishain Aveilim al Aviyam the Imam. Some places have a meaning, we've seen this, that let's say Loyalenu, where somebody dies without children, young, the father says Kaddish for the son. Loyalenu. So he says Yesh Makavis that have that meaning, Yesh Makavis Shafilu Yesh Aveilim al Aviyam the Imam, Imrim Shakraivim, El Shaisim Sharbinayim, Shain Imrim Kal Kakadeshim, Kamei Aveilim al Aveim. The Gemara says, Bra Mizaka Abba. Ve'ein Abba Mizaka Bra. The Gemara is Akasha, why in Perek Chelik it counts those who have no Chelik in Olam Abba. So the Gemara asks why it doesn't count Ochaz, the father of Chizkiyahu. So the Gemara says, because Chizkiyahu Bra Mizaka Abba. So it says that it shouldn't count his son Menashe. He says, no, Bra Mizaka Abba, Ve'ein Abba Mizaka Bra. That's Lashon HaGemara, and that's quoted. So in the Schus of Chizkiyah, Ochaz, I don't know if it means Achaz has a chelik in Olam Haba, or he's just not mentioned as one who has no chelik. But for his son, it didn't help. That's what he says. They bring Fakert from David and Avshalom. It says David was mighty Avshalom. Avshalom b'ni, 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 Avshalom b'ni. He said seven times to be mighty. And so they bring that there is some, it's not the same schus, but there's some schus for a parent, even on a child. We know that. It's not called for Hesia, it's a Chiddush, that it should be called Avelis for Hesia when you say Avelis, but nevertheless we say, but the meaning is that you don't daven for the Amid on Shabbos and Yom Tif. And davening for the Amid is more the Kaddish Yasim, Shleiniskin Elo L'Ketanim. The original Kaddish Yasim was made for Ketanim, who can't daven for the Amid. And davening for the Amid is a bigger schus.
What
do you mean, davening for the Amid? The Mishnah Berurah, in the beginning of Hilchis Rosh Hashanah, he talks about Seder of davening for the Amid, he says that an Avil Kedavin until Hallel. Which has Makar here. Kedavin until Hal, even Rosh Chodesh. I don't know if he says Chomay the Fersh, I don't remember. But the Minig is not that way. The Minig most Minig Sfar places, the novel doesn't have it at all on Rosh Chodesh. But certainly not Shachris. They dab Michamarav, not Shachris, as far as I know. What? Shachris, but not Hal? Okay, I didn't know that. Okay. All right, in Tarvadas, which goes in the Sosfar, the Rosh Chodesh, they don't daven at all. They don't daven at all. Okay. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's interesting. Shach Yudalid says that you don't daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur unless if Lek Adadif Minei, unless somebody is a Miyuchad, so then he could daven. I remember where Rav Manas Mendel was a novel in Tarvadas, he davened for the Yamid, even though he was a novel, because... he had davened so many years. Was a need for the island. Umishen yedal espal kol tefillah. Now here is an interesting thing. Umishen yedal espal kol tefillah. Well, somebody is hoarse sometimes from davening. Yispal lam netzeich uvalitzian. I don't know why it doesn't mention Ashrei, but anyway, yispal lam netzeich uvalitzian. If you would say Ashrei, you might confuse the pesukah of Zimra. Now, I wanted to bring Rav Schwab on Yeshaya, which they printed, which is a beautiful sefer. But it's missing upstairs, and I have to order another one. In the Rav Schwab and Yeshaya, in Perek Vav of Yeshaya, where Kaddish is mentioned, he writes in very beautiful language, he says the reason for this minig, that an oval goes over to the Yomit for Ashrei of Ovetziyayim, is because it's a big schus to be me'achid the tzibor and saying Kaddish together. He says that's the reason that an oval should go over to the Yomit. There are some shuls when there's such a rush that they don't do it. Which Rav Schwab writes, they're missing the main purpose of the oval going up to the Amid, is to be ma'achid everyone to say the Kedusha together.
Didn't learn that the Kaddish Shalom after...
That's not what Rav Schwab is saying.
After Rav Schwab really belongs to the Shemaneh,
that's really where there's a tshuva in the Ragachov and the Tzofnas Paneach about why Rav Pam showed me this once. Why you're allowed to switch, the Kaddish Kabbal goes on Shemini Esrei, right. So how come you're allowed to switch? So the Ragachov says, Fakert, that the Kaddish Kabbal goes on Uvalitzian. For Haraya, on the night we lay the Megillah, we say another Kaddish Kabbal after, is that correct? After Kaddish. So he says, if I care, that's what we're makbit to split it, because people think it only goes on Shemini Esrei, or it also goes, but the people should know it goes on Kaddish, so the other rabbi, we dafka split it.
That's really where he steps out.
Yeah, I understand. If he daven straight, so he steps out. What? No, Ashrei of Ovetziyan on a regular day. I don't mean Shabbos. Right, because the Skaba goes back on Shachris, so he's saying, no, it goes on the Kiddush of the Sidra. The Kiddush of the Sidra is not a small thing. The Gemara says the Olam is Miskayim, Garan Saita. A Kiddush of the Sidra and Yeshmei Rabbah. Yeshmei Rabbah, everyone knows. Yeshmei Dagad, it says.
Why do we say
You do say. Suffice this, it goes on both. Mistami means it goes on both. You're right.
That's on the Shemesser, because the Skabel is on the Tefillah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to say it doesn't go on Tefillah. We do it by Mincha Marav. Mistami means it doesn't go only on that, but it goes on both. So the Cheshivas of Avalitzin is what he's trying to be Madgish. No, he says Dami for Amir, not Kaddish. He says Dami for Amir. Dami for Amir is Mayol for Neshama u Befrat Bishan Rishayin. Don't say about Kaddish.
Mechol HaMeisim. Inachin
Amir. Meisim in general, I don't know what you're supposed to have in mind. Sometimes it's a funny thing. I think of the Ramah, you know, there's a Rekiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch that says not to drink water when you're eating fish. So he brings Rav Yehuda HaChassid. So it's hard to understand the Kepeda, I've never heard of it, but I always think I'm not going to drink anything or eat fish. I'll cover the Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's certainly a mitzvah. So I'll cover Rabbi Kiva Eger. So you say the Kaddish, I'll cover the Ramah, that's also good.
Yeah.
Anyway, Vinagu. I don't know. Vinagu. I'm reading it like you're reading it. I don't know. Benoagu sheinayim kaddish utfila rak yud aleph chadashim. The minig is to say kaddish only 11 months. Kadesh layasu aviyam v'imem rishoyim. Ki mishpat rosha yud beis chaydish. Ramesh has a tshuva. He says if a parent leilena was a mechal Shabbos for hesia, you should say 12 months. He says lemaisi, you should say a person should say for 12 months. He doesn't say tinik shenishba, not tinik shenishba. If they're mechal Shabbos for hesia, I think he means then kadesh lasu aviyam v'imem rishoyim mishra rosha yud beis chaydish. V'imhayu avelim kan ubo acher kach avelim acher mashnim yesh amakadesh v'atfilas kol amidyayim v'yam akvura af al pi shaloi shamu. What does it mean af pi shaloi shamu? It means if they, not sure what that means. Again, v'imhayu avelim acher mashnim yesh amakadesh v'atfilas. Yemakfura Pishloshamu, it's true, okay. Yashem Shinari Mumishnabi Abikham Banavim Lov Kaddish. Here it says a mummer, if he was killed by Aravikachavim, there's a famous Rambam that says someone who's killed because he's a yid has a din of Naragal Kiddish Hashem. So the Tanas here brings in Sivkat and Vav, Daz Yeshe Kapara de Hariga, Mesamitasai. Very hard to understand. Why should someone be Zaych for something he didn't do? Yeah, so why for that he should be Zaycha? You know, he was lucky so to speak, so okay.
It's
a kapar for certain things. It's not a kapar for everything. There's Gehenim. There's Gehenim also. You know, it's not. Gemara is talking about people that are probably people that are Ruban Zechuyas. The Gemara is in Yuma, but it's a certain. These are Taila Misa Mechaperes, but there's still Gehenim for people that are Ruban Chayv. The chiddush is that you say bechlal, because normally on a mummer you wouldn't get any sort of kedima for saying on a mummer. The Ramah here sounds like on a mummer there's no kaddish. If you read the Ramah says mummer shenerag biyaravik echavim banavaim rumalov kaddish. That means a regular mummer the children don't say kaddish. So Ramesh has this tshuva nigris Ramesh. He says pshat in the Ramah is that there's no chiyuv to say kaddish if Aviv was a mummer, but a rishus it is. That's where Moshe writes in Gris Maishen, and he says the rishus is for Yud Beis Chaydish. It's in Yaradeya Chelek Dala Tshuva Samech Aleph. This is Gris Maishen. What? If someone is killed because he's a Jew, that's called Nerag Al Kiddush Hashem. It's a strange thing because it means the Germans dragged someone away and he's screaming, "I'm not a Jew, I'm not a Jew," and they kill him. So that's called Nerag Al Kiddush Hashem. That's what it sounds like for the Rambam. What?
They killed
Mishavudim
also.
They killed Mishavudim also. So it's very difficult. It's like they were difficult to understand for what.
That was killed by the
it's like the luck of the draw. I don't know. It's a hard thing. What? Achrim Os Kedoshim. I don't know. So I don't know. I don't. The what? No, I don't think so. The Rishlaima Kluger left in his tzavah to say Kaddish for him Yud Beis Chaydish Vimushana Muberes Yud Gimel Chaydish. That's what he wrote in his tzavah, in one of his many tzavahs. Fascinating tzavahs. Shlomo Kluger wrote, "I don't care where you bury me, just not near rich people." That's what he wrote. Not near a Shirei Hoyer, anywhere else. Rakanoshim shoot him, he's perfectly happy with it. That's what he writes. But he writes, I'm just quoting, I'm not a peer of Farishim. You know, it could be because they are Yechidim among the rich people who would get covered even though they don't deserve it. So that's why. Anyway, my point, he wrote in his Tzavah, Yud Beis Chaydish to say Kaddish, and if it's a Shalom Uberes to say Yud Gimel. So when I read the Tzavah, I have the Imre Shefer on Chumish from Shlomo Kluger. In the back it has five or six of his tzavahs. He wrote his first tzavah by his 50th birthday. I read it in the Novi Shir recently. How he wrote that, Halavai, I should be Zaycha, Yaival, my 50th birthday, Hashem should free me from my gof, I should have the schus to go chofshi. Amazing Lashon that he writes. Well, he, Lamaisa, I looked, I went to the Eitzar HaChachma, and I checked Shlomo Kluger Kaddish Yud Beis Chaydish. I found Chuvas on it. It seems he died in the Ibiyar, and they passed him his children to say Yud Beis Chaydish. Not Yud Gimel, Yud Beis. They made a pshara. I don't know why, what they gave for the pshara exactly, but you know they did not listen to him and not do the Ramah. But that was the pshara that they wrote to do Yud Beis Chaydish. But, you know, there's nothing that the children are holding him for a Rasha if he was Mitzavid. Now there's a Lamdash HaKira in the Chuvas Marah Mintz. It comes from the Sefer Rishayim. He clears, if Kaddish is a din in the Nifter, as most of us assume, or a din in the Oval. In other words, it's a Halacha that Aveilim Achayiv in Kfayt Aviyem. It's Kibar Aveim Dikadin. Or it's a din in the Nifter. The Nifter needs a Kaddish. It's a din in the Nifter. Most of us assume it's a din in the Nifter. L'maynaf Gemina, he says, Ramir Maramins was asked the following Shaila. There are two Chuvas. The Gilyam Ashur, I think, here brings it. If in a city where the minig is that a Toshav has Kedima to an Oireach, this is a very hot topic. Who has Kedima? If someone's a guest, they have the Kedima. The Shach earlier says that some cities make them equal and some make them not equal. There's no minik kavua. The Shach earlier, I think, in Sukkot and Yud, he says that the Yesh B'Kayim is that Oireach and a Toshav are equal and some not, whatever the minik is. In a place where a Toshav has Kedima to a guest, does that go by the Nifter or by the one saying Kaddish? If the Nifter was someone from that shul, from that city, but his children live out of town and they're in town, do the children get a din Oireach? Because they're not Toshavim. Or do you go by the Nifter? The Nifter was a Toshav. In the Avodah Zarah, it's even a hotter topic because he writes that the Nifter was someone who built the shul and the government seized the shul and he spent the Hoyn Rav to get it back from the government. And he was Nifter and his children came from out of town. And people said, no, you don't get Kaddish, you're not Toshavim. That was the shot. That's the thing. That's always that way. So when it comes to Kaddish, all is fair and you know in the love of the Lord. So he has the Shilas. It's fascinating. The Maharam Min says that it's not a din in the Nifter. It's a din in the Avelim. He brings a beautiful raya. They came in, come back and argue from the Ramah back in this long Ramah. The Ramah says when they used to divide up the Kadeshim by people, nowadays the Amid, the Ramah there says, if you have a town, Gimel Achin, three brothers saying Kaddish on one father, the Ishnachri, and Ishnachri means that one person saying Kaddish on his father. There are two people died in town. One has three children, one has one child. HaGimel Achin Noitlim Gimel Kaddishin, V'acher Noitl Kaddish Echad. So the Ramah says that you go according to the Avelim, not according to the Nifter. So Maramin says, from this din, he doesn't bring the Ramah, because I don't know if you saw the Ramah, but he brings it from wherever the Ramah is quoting, and he says, you see, it's a din in the Avelim, he says, of Kibarav, not a din in the Nifter. So it's a fascinating idea, it's hard to understand. We say Kaddish is a schus for the Nifter, so why should it be? Because someone had three sons, and someone had one son, that he should get three times as many Kaddishim? So I don't know what the Bir Adavar is. I told you it says two minhagim about Iraq and the Taishab. Different places have different minhagim. That's what it says earlier.
Would be not enough if the obelisk should send somebody to say Kaddish,
So someone saying in his stead is not doesn't have kedima to anybody.
It says.
Okay, there's a tshuva, and the tshuva is Binyamin Zev, I think it is, a kadmoim. Travis tshuva is Binyamin Zev, who says that if the ben can't say the Kaddish, the shaila was, is there Milan, the father, saying as opposed to someone else? So he says it's better that the shliach of the son should say it better than the av. That's his lashon. The shliach of the son should say it better than the av. In other words, if the son said, told someone, there were no telephones there, right? So if the son can't make it, he says to someone, say Kaddish to me. He gets the shul. The father wants to say, the father of the nifter wants to say, and the shliach wants to say. So the tshuva is Binyamin Zev. Binyamin Zev is one of the earliest tshuva svaras before the Ramah. The Ramah quotes Bei Zayin in the Ramah as Binyamin Zev. So he says the shliach of the son, at least he's the shliach of the son. The father, the Ikka Kaddish, is a son for a father, not a father
for a son.
They hire. The Hasukas HaTayra of paying someone who needs it is considered a schus for the nifter. The Gilyam Arshon, bottom of the page, brings, it's interesting, it brings two things. We know you don't say Kaddish till after Kvura. Or if the son is going along for the Kvura, you don't say Kaddish. Interesting, Gilyam Arsha in the on this page in the fifth line, Kaponim Yabikad Shuz of Ezeg Roshuni Samuvez Esigam Shem Ein Dinoi Shel Gehenim Ad Achar Stimas Hagoyel. It's interesting. He's saying that the Kaddish is not till after Stimas Hagoyel. There's a big Chalufa Min Hagim. What to do if an Einain doesn't daven, doesn't say Kaddish? Why is there a Shabbos in between? So someone's nifter on a Friday, and they don't do Kvura till Sunday. So that Shabbos, there's a Shiloh, should the Einain say Kaddish? So Mishnah Berurah brings two minhagim. So people ask what to do. Who knows his minhag? You know, even someone saw a parent set Shiva, what are the odds that it passed over a Shabbos? So it's very hard to know what to do. He's explaining the meaning not to, because there's no Dinah Shel Gehenim until after Stima Sagayel. I tell people, I was mired into it once, and I tell people they should say Kaddish, because the question is, what's the downside? If you need a Kaddish and you don't say it, you're missing a Kaddish. If you don't need a Kaddish and you say it, so in places where you would beat someone else out for the Kaddish, it's talking not right. But in a place where you're not making anybody else lose a Kaddish, so there's no downside. So people ask me, I tell them they should say. But the... What? So why do you ever say Kaddish on Shabbos? Okay. Near the door of Gehenim is also not so pleasant, you know. It doesn't say Gehenim is closed. It says the fires are cooled down. That's a lotion. But it's not a popular location. You know, the company is not so good. The second Gilyam Arsha, right after that, Einam nikram tishav chiyav amiras kaddish utfila chiyav achayim hein chuvas maramins. That's what I mentioned to you. Well, chuvas avizak shuni pikpik. That's the avizak shuni I mentioned before. Because the last pshara, he made a pshara. He's talking when the tishavim are and the archim are from two different cities. But here you have beferish what I told you. Chiyav amiras kaddish utfila chiyav achayim hein chuvas maramins. This tshuva that it is that way.
So the reference to appear in Harini Kaparas
Mishkava is all Yedes Chaydish.
So
the Chidah is the cash. A very interesting Chidah. Lamaisa, when someone's in the 12th month, we tell them that they should have a phenomenon once in a while. They don't beat out a Chiyav. And they shouldn't be Mazik Aviyam Rasha and Davin as a Chiyav, but once a day you should have. Why? So the Chidah, the Shirei Bracha here explains the following. He says, Kaddish helps the two things. It helps the Gehenim. And it also helps what he calls a Einish Kal. It helps to take off a slight tviyan in the Shama. That's why he says, on a yard side, a person's not, there's no Gehenim by a yard side. But it helps to take off an Einish Kal. So he says, Be'etzem saying Kaddish in the 12th month of the Amayla, even if he's not a Rasha, you still have this Inyan of Einish Kal. But Shalayla Hazik Aviyam Rasha, we don't say it in the 12th month. But still, he says it would still be a Mila to say it occasionally, and that's what we get. He says that because he has the Kashi. He asked, Harina Kaparas Mishkave is a whole 12 months. He says, Harina Kaparas Mishkave, it doesn't take out of Gehenim. It's just in the person, but it's not because he mazik him a Rasha, it's because it's always two sides.
Do you have a lot of sons? Is there a bigger Mila with more sons than one son? Because
I suppose so. I don't know, but that's the Yadashem.
That's the Yadashem.
No, everyone has a chiv. We know the chiv is on all the assignment. We know that. It's a dinner. Well, it's a dinner on the chayim. The Chuvas Rambam says it. It's a kibbut aveim dikadin. That's it. Lamaisa, we say, and the question is what the biur is. The biur that's usually brought is even if they said not to say, once they're in the Eilam Amis, they want you to say. That's usually, so that skirts the issue. It's as kibbutz. I don't know how things work in Shemayim. I can report what it says. How Kaddish works, how Davin from it, how these things work. I don't know how they work in heaven. So yeah, you got it. You got someone to say.
Technically,
who should say?
Technically, a woman knows for sure
on Shabbos. Technically, she can do it. It doesn't say any minig that women say. The minig, there's no question. There was no minig in Klal Yisrael for women to say. Never. So I don't know what to tell you. You know, I don't see that it's cutting ice of the generation saying Kaddish on their, you know, on their father. I don't know. You want to know if it's mutter? You want to know if you should do it? They're two different questions. If it's mutter, is a good question. If it's you're supposed to do it, there's no question. There was no all these things are taliyim and hagim. There was never such a minig that
Did you say kaddish for two people?
You could say kaddish for two people. Yeah.
Carl told me that there were places in Europe many years ago.
Yeah, in the time of the Maskilim, but I don't think it exists. No, in the time of Maskilim, I mean it very seriously. I don't think it goes back further. Tell him to tell you, let's see where it is, if it's not in the time of the Maskilim. Yeah. What? Is that Gadita? That's brought as a riot. It says Rabbi Kiva taught, there's an Agadita in the Medrash. That's one of the Makaris for Kaddish. Is there a Bekiva? Epistin, the Shava came to him and said that he has no rest, that there's nobody saying Kaddish. So Bekiva got his son and taught it. Rabbi Kiva, the Tana, taught his son how to say Kaddish. So they say, why didn't Rabbi Kiva say Kaddish for the man? They bring a raya from there that the Ikka Kaddish is a child, not a parent, and not anybody else. Where the Medrash is? In Geshur HaChaim. And where the Makar is, I don't know. It's not a Gemara. Maybe it is. I don't think it's a Gemara. What?
Are you going to use people?
Okay, be that as it may, that's the.
What would be better, a person hiring a third party or hiring an audit?
The maila in hiring, if you pay an ani to say kaddish, so there's an extra schus. That's, I mean, you could give money to an ani anyway, but if you hire somebody who needs the money, what?
Do that in addition then.
Whatever you want. Somebody besides the child should say kaddish? No, he means if there's no child, he's asking, who's it better? What? Rabbi Avad Yosef has a tshuva about a guy saying a ger saying kaddish on his father. It's in Chavadas, and he says he could say kaddish, but he has no kedima to a yid. But he said there's hakar sataiv. If he's not kataiv, I mean it's hakar sataiv. Your father's a guy. Rabbi Avad Yosef says you can say kaddish. I don't think Rabbi Avad Yosef meant to say it poetry. I think he meant that there's something to it. It's a schus. He has a child. Look, Maisa, it's his biological child.
That kaddish that the Ger says is amenable. You'd say amen after
her.
If a woman does say kaddish, you say amen after
her
kaddish?
There's a minion, yeah.
There's a minion.
Sure. The Gemara says, Nochri Shalama Torah Hariyu Kakayan Gadol. As one's very upset, a certain person spoke. It was in Torah V'das. They invited a guest speaker. It was by the Siddur Beis HaSheva. So he spoke. He came from a different camp, let's just say, about hating all the Goyim. That's what he spoke. I was very upset. He spoke about sin of a Goyim and the Yidden and the Sukkah and the Goyim outside. It's about sin of a Goyim. I don't like a sin of a Goyim just because they're Goyim. So afterwards, the boys were crowding around. They told him, you know, a guy could go to Elam Haba. So a guy could go to Elam Haba. I said, the Gemara says, Nachri Shalom Torah, how you can go and goggle? It's a Gemara in two places. It's in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Avodah Zarah. So it's true, the Goyim that are signing Yisrael and write for Yisrael, of course it's true. And that's our experience, is that they write for Yisrael. But it doesn't mean that every single guy in the world is that way. Rapam used to say the reason they have the United Nations, so when Mashiach comes, the Goyim are going to be needing on how they treat a Klal Yisrael. So Rapam said, what are you going to do with Goyim and live in towns? There's not they never saw a Jew their whole life in Madagascar and in all these places. It's like this, there's a roll call. You vote for or against, you know. So what is it, the Cayman Islands that always votes with Israel? There's one island that votes with Israel. Which one is it? It's that Cayman Island. What? BG Samoa, they vote with the Jews. They probably have offshore council or something. What? Darren's the people. Okay? So they vote with the Yidden. Okay? So it could be, but.
I have the Jew in mind. I'm there on his side.
Anyway, this is the Dinei Kaddish. Okay, I'd like to start Sima Shinayin Ches, the halachas of Sudas Havra. Dine Sudas Havra Leishul Isha. Even though it's 13 Sifim, we're used to 13 Sifim being spread over 5 pages. This is basically one side. And the halachas are just very basic halachas. Let's learn the dinim, and I'll tell you an interesting background in the Gemara. Oval, Oso Lechol Mishalai B'Suda Rishayna. When the Oval comes home from a Levaya, or even if he's in a different city and there is no Levaya, and he finds out he's an Oval, the first Suda, he's not allowed to eat his own food. It's not a din in the first day, it's a din in the first Suda. Now, is it the first Suda the first day? We'll see in a minute. But it's the first Suda, he doesn't eat his own. It's called Suda Savra. And Osir, it means it's Osir, it's the fast. We'll see in a minute, If it's a din and who. Mitzah Shechenev Sheachlu Mishalahem, Kidei Shalo Yechel Mishalai. This Lashin, U'mitzvah ala Shechenev. The mitzvah is not a mitzvah on the oval, the mitzvah is on the Shechenev that they should feed him from there, is Kidei Shalo Yechel Mishalai. V'yochel Echad. So it's a din in the Shechenev. We'll have to see in a minute if a person has to fast if he doesn't have anybody to feed him. V'yachol echad l'hachol eschaveri v'yimei avloi, Sometimes you have a two-family house, and one person's an oval, and they bring them a suda savra, and the other person's an oval, and they bring it to them. As long as it's not a tenai, then he owes it to you. If he owes it to you, then it doesn't apply. Anytime it's a din Torah that you have to give him the meal, it doesn't apply. Which in Sif Beis, it expands on that. Let's see Sif Beis. Isha she'ira oval ein la nashim lahavroisa. We'll talk about that in a minute. That it's not sneistic for men to give sudas avra to a woman. Aval nashim mevaren. V'isha nesua she'ira oval ein yachal lecha sudu v'ishayna mishal baila. Since the husband is mechuyiv to feed her, so that doesn't work. Chin yishayesh mishayesh lai seifer oisachir. Somebody who has a personal attendant. Sefer means he has a personal scribe, a sachi, or a hired man. If part of his entitlement for his work is to be fed, someone who feeds people when he's not mechuyev to, the irim avol yachal lecha suda rishayna mishal balabayis. Then they could eat the suda rishayna from the balabayis. So here, it tells you that as long as there's no chiyuv to feed them, if there's a chiyuv mezainis, then it doesn't work. If there's no chiyuv mezainis, then there's no, then that. Now, in the Gemara, it's an interesting Gemara in Ma'id Katan. I didn't write it down, but I think it's Daf of Zayin, if I'm not mistaken. The Gemara says, Rava v'Rab Yosef, someone goes, Rava v'Rab Yosef, chavi chalfi sudasayu. They traded Sudas, and Rashi says Sudas Avra. In other words, Rabbah gave Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef gave Rabbah. It's exactly the same Lashon in Megillah by Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos is fascinating. It's the same exact Lashon. Rabbi Yosef had the Chalfi Sudasayu. I think, if I'm not mistaken, also there are two Gersois, Rava or Rabbah over there. And the Rosh writes that... it's not like in Megillah. Megillah was the same. Posh Pshat and Megillah would be that it was the same day. And the Rosh says, no, it wasn't the same day. It wasn't the same time. There were Avelim different times. And there were Chalfi Sudasayu. Adkan. That's what it says in the Rosh. So there's a Yad HaMelech in his Pirush on the Rambam. And the Yad HaMelech says... the Posh Pshat of Megillah is that it was the same day. It was Purim. Have a Chalfi Sudasayu. So he says, why is the Rosh? It's not the derech of the Rosh to explain stories. The Rosh is a Baal Halacha. Why does the Rosh explain that it was different years? It wasn't exactly the same time. So the Yad HaMelech says that he's coming to tell you a din, that if they're both Aveilim at the same time, that they're not supposed to be Mechalfi Sudasayu. And that's the makar for this Indian, that it's not allowed to be a business trade. Now, it's not like the Shach Beis. The Shach Beis, he's arguing with the Shach. The Shach Beis says even if they're both Aveilim at the same time. He explains the idea. The Suda Savra is supposed to be an expression of Nicham Aveilim. Expression of Nechama. Expression of Nechama doesn't work if you trade. If I give someone gives me, that's not an expression of Nichum. Nichum is when someone who's not an oval is Menachem, and that's what the Yad HaMelech says. Now the Yad HaMelech is actually going on Navi. The Gemara says the day that Shaul and Yonason died, David fasted. The pasuk says he didn't eat that whole day. It happened to be, they didn't eat a whole day. So it's actually, if you look at Sif Dalid, Sif Dalid brings a minig that on the Misa of a Talmud Chacham, there was a minig to fast. Why does that have to do with Suda Savra? What's it doing here? So the Yad HaMelech says, since he said, not like the Shach, that if you both have Aveilim, you can't switch trade Suda Savra. So it comes out, when Klal Yisrael is Misabel on a Gadol Adar, everyone's in Aval. So if everyone's in Aval, so it's not shy to trade the Suda Savra. So Memela, he says, that was the Minig, that's where the Minig came from, to fast on Yom Yisrael Chachamim, and that's what it means there, the Pasuk by David HaMelech. So Al Kapanim, this is the.
I thought he didn't find out until later when the Amalek came and told him that he was.
So
there.
Maybe it wasn't the day of the Shavua. That no. Was okay. So Al Kapanim, what?
The translation of Avraham.
So I'm not sure what Avraham means. It sounds like Brios is Lashon being well. Sounds like a Lashon of wishing someone well. That's what it seems, but I don't know for certain. What? The Rush is saying, because Rush means tell you a halacha, if it's the same day, it doesn't work. Tu avelim can't be machlif sedusayu. No, if it's a deal, it's always sasser. If it's a deal, it's always sasser. But he doesn't mean it's the business Shabbai. He means it's not a nichum. If an oval gives an oval, that's a knaf and a chama. What? So therefore, why?
No, I'm just the each one was a noble. So the first one was a noble twice.
Therefore.
No, therefore nothing. It's just
okay.
Otherwise,
now, what I found interesting is that the Stechemet, I found the Stechemet, the Das Torah brings it here. The Stechemet says the Rambam Shita is the Sudas Havra is Deiraisa. Sudas Havra is Deiraisa. He says Rashi alters to the Rabbanon. That someone has to give him the first Sudas Deiraisa. Where does it come from that it should be Deiraisa? I only could understand. Maybe it's a kiyum. I don't know. He says the lashon. The truth is, I looked in the Das Torah. He brings us Techemet that's a deraisa. It could only be part of Nicham Aveilum. I don't think Sus Avron itself. What? Sudas Adashim. You mean the Adashim? Yeah, it says here the mitzvah is ashchenav sheichlu. Mitzvah ashchenav. The Taz is medayik from that. In Taz Aleph, im loy shalchu o shuyuchide beir, ein chayv letzaretz my shaleh lechel klal. He says no chiv. What?
It says
a wife can give from hers to a husband. A husband can't give from his to her. In Rav Kriya, they do. I don't know. I'm not aware of them. I know. But then it says a mitzvah shchein sheichlu, so that's what it says. I guess it means the oval has to try to make it happen. But if it's not going to happen anyway, so it doesn't happen. I'll tell you, Rav Palm had a brother who passed away the last day of Cholmayid. On Sukkot, I think. It was Sukkot or Pesach, I don't remember. It's many years ago. The Palm himself is not here already 15 years. So we're going to get to it, I guess, next week. There's a Shaila on Chol HaMayid if there's a Sudas Havra or not. Whether we do Sudas Havra on Chol HaMayid or not. So the Palm didn't want to get into the Machlaikis, so he just fasted. He fasted the day. He didn't want to get into Machlaikis. Doing a Sudas Havra, you're not supposed to, is a B'zayim Chol HaMayid. And not doing the Sudas Havra, you have to, is also not right. So he fasted the rest of the day. He didn't fast the whole day. He fasted from the Shmua the rest of the day. He didn't eat. And he told me he was doing it. It's not because I observed it.
How do you consider children? They're not living in the house.
As far as...
Children, are they considered as
Shaina? No, they could do the Sudas Havra. Because the language here is that he could feed his children. It's if they's, Mishazan Oni Yasim, Ibnayu Bitoi B'loi Tanai. Now, if you already obligated yourself to feed children, is one thing. But a b'loi tanai, they're on their own, so then even a parent for a child, certainly a child for a parent, could do a Sudas Havra. Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, I mean the language, Mitzvah Shechenah. Yeah, it's lav dafka. I assume it's lav dafka.
Rabbi, could Yaakov, who was in Yitzchak's house, give him a bring his, make the Sudas Havra for Yitzchak?
Who said he made a Sudas Havra
for Yitzchak? He said,
yeah, he could. He was already older. He was
on his own. He didn't
No, no, the Taz says he shouldn't fast. He says he shouldn't fast. Hakavana the ikir mitzvah l'shchei. What's the tassay? Tazal. Im loy shalchu loy shchidi beir. Ein chayv litzar as rishlo lechol klal. Shalik kasev kanatov shulchan aruch mitzvah shchei no sheichlu. Shalshoy shetamiyos l'chayra. Hakavana the ikir mitzvah l'shchei. Im shal yigru mushit tzarach lechol mishalay. Mishalay yelayet lechol mishalay. Idea hechru. A person is a. It's not dafchi shchedim. Shchedim flat dafchi. Deep behind. A person is supposed to try. Prechivat a person to try to make sure there's a sudas avra. That's he's supposed to do. If he doesn't, he doesn't have to fast because he's not going to sudas avra anyway. So what's the difference? He fasted because he didn't want to eat a not when the sudas avra was available. He didn't want to. He also said that anyway he's supposed to eat for teyavin at night. That's what he said. He's supposed to eat for teyavin anyway at night. So, but
it's come from the board in Shmuel Bet.
Yeah.
Amnon v'Tamar, Tamar v'Evarah
miyadah. What does it mean? But what does it mean?
Ani v'Evarah yadar v'Evarim because he made himself sick because of
it. Okay, good. So take a mean since
that was made for that road.
So he says a taich there?
Yeah.
What does he say?
Yeah.
I'm going to say taich, lahavris. Lahavris with an aleph or without an aleph?
Without an aleph.
Could be the aleph falls away. Sometimes it falls away.
Okay.
That's what he's saying. Lahavris is a lesson. Okay. All right. So you dash in the pasuk in Chumash, we can say Kaddish for sure, right? Okay. I will finish the seminar. Welcome back, everybody.